For me, this is an unusual book, for it is a departure from my usual style of writing. It is set mainly in New Zealand, a country that I have visited many times and have grown to love for its tranquility and natural beauty. Having said that, the location might well be anywhere in this world, for it simply provides the vehicle for an inner journey which I have attempted to express in a concise prose style. The result is not a tidy book, for there is a certain amount of rambling within its pages. That is how I have found my mind works, as I have attempted to record something of the different inner pathways that I have trodden across the years. None of the prose poems in this book has been published until now, but several have been read in public and have evoked an enthusiastic response from many listeners. How they will be received by the listener, I know not. All I can hope for is that they may evoke a response that will encourage some listeners to reflect on their own inner journey, and in so doing, benefit from that reflection. There are many people to whom I am indebted for this book. First, Jenny and Alan Coles, who were generous always with their hospitality, and kindly invited me to both their home in Cornwall, when I needed time to write, and to share the holiday house they were renting in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand. Jenny must have a special mention, as without her encouragement and support, these poems would never have seen the light of day. I would frequently write something on scraps of paper or emails, and she would collect and save them, as she was always convinced that they ought to be published. She typed and retyped, and never seemed to lose patience. Sarah, my long-suffering secretary, dealt expertly with the myriad of requests and invitations that came to me when I was away for longish periods of time in New Zealand or elsewhere. I could not have managed all my other responsibilities without her help. Frances, my wife, has accommodated herself to my frequent absences, which have been the pattern across a lifetime. I remain grateful to her for her patience and forbearing. I remain deeply indebted to my good friend Linda Brockbank, who spent many hours reading the manuscript and made many helpful suggestions regarding its design, which eventually led to its publication. Our thanks must also go to Philip Law and the staff of SBCK for their enthusiasm. Finally, the several individuals to whom I read an occasional poem and who were brave enough to give me an honest response. Thank you all.